Talk about Woody's parents. Tell us who they were.
Well, his mother's name was Nora Bell Sherman Tanner. Sherman is her father's last name, and then he passed away, and her mother remarried, and that last name became Tanner. Her mother was like a log cabin, dirt farm teacher in Kansas, actually, where they came down from. And his father was Charlie Guthrie. Originally, his family was Texas, but both sides of the family, they're Scots-Irish descent.
And his father, Charles, owned about 30 plots of land in Okfuskee County. He was a landowner?
Yeah, he was a land trader. He had lots of different jobs, kind of in a nutshell. He was a young, ambitious man, very much in the spirit of Oklahoma at the time, when anything went, you know, anything goes. And a lot of young people were coming to try to make a crack at becoming wealthy or landowners or oil owners. My understanding of him was he was very much in keeping with many people at the time, ambitious. He was very interested in politics and ran for office as county clerk or different kinds of roles for the government. He was very interested in politics.
So that would have been Woody's first experience with that, because wouldn't he accompany his father on some of the stump speeches?
Yeah, when his father would go around running for office, Woody would go around and sit in a haystack someplace and watch his father make speeches, etc. But he also comments that at the time, a lot of the elections were also fist fights. So his dad was also an accomplished fist fighter, like number one in the county or something like that. And it's funny to look back, because you have to really change channels when you talk about Okemah in the 1910s. 1920s, et cetera. It was quite a different atmosphere. So it involved speech making, it involved fist fighting, it involved going around making friends of your neighbors, it involved writing. Woody's father was very, very eloquent as a writer and also had some ambitions to be a writer. He actually wrote a book and wrote many, many articles in the local paper on politics and different subjects. So I think he considered himself a very well-educated man, very ambitious, a lot of energy, and a good fist fighter.
So we don't know what Woody picked up from his father. I don't know if Woody was a good fist fighter or not, but he definitely was immersed in politics, and who knows what kind of seeds were planted through that experience.
Exactly. There's been some research done and some books written just on that topic of the influence of his father. The most obvious one is Woody's writing. You know, his sense of culture and even penmanship was really encouraged by his father, to have beautiful penmanship and to be eloquent, and also a sense of humor. Even in politicking, you learn, you know, it's not just a hard line, that the way to win hearts is through humor and friendliness and things like that. So you look at a lot of those traits that his father had as someone in the spotlight, you know, someone out there in the public eye. Woody really picked up a lot of those skills.
So it's fair to say his father obviously had a major impact on his life.
I would say so. There's been people that have actually done a lot of research on that. Guy Logsdon, who's a professor here in Tulsa, very eloquent on that particular topic. I would say all the outward skills that one needs for success in the world, that's what Woody picked up from his dad. His writing capabilities, and also a respect for thought, a respect for debate, a respect for books. Always encouraged to read lots of books and get information and make a good argument for something. And you hear that way later in his songs. You know, one of the things I always point out in his songs, that he's not really telling people what to do. He's educating people on facts. And then he always adds a line at the end of the song, "So what are you going to do about it?" You know, something like that. So that's where a little bit of activism comes in. But his father was very much like that, too. His father was a real activist, trying to get laws passed or change the way business is done, etc.